Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, this is a very similar team in that their quarterback resembles much like the 49ers quarterback. So it's something to be aware of. You know, we understand his capabilities. Obviously, it was the first game, you know, him getting back in the groove of things, especially after his injury. But we're well aware of his capabilities. It's something that we've noted this week. And, you know, we'll do our best to keep him contained and limit that big playmaking ability.
Did you get a notice from the league about a fine play?
I'm not really going to discuss all that right now. But on to the next game, Rob.
As far as RG3, do you have to prepare for the best possible RG3, even though we all watched him Monday night and he seems to be easing into the game? Maybe not. They're probably telling him not to run as much right now and stay in the pocket. But
did you watch the second half of that game?
I did.
Yeah, he looked pretty good.
You got a little warm there.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, you know, you have to expect that we're coming off with zero preseason reps and coming off an injury, but he still possesses that you know, big playmaking ability, which was clearly evident by not just the second half, but the overall. Obviously, didn't go the way in which they wanted to, but you know, with their running game, Morris back there, their quarterback. I mean, they're a very good team. So obviously, there's two teams that are 0-1 who really want this win.
How's RG3 most different from Kaepernick?
I don't know. I mean, they're good quarterbacks. They're good young quarterbacks who have the capability of not only delivering the pass in the pocket, but have great mobility. So, in much ways, they're very much the same, and we'll treat them as the same. But two very different people.
Clay, do you have any reaction to Harbaugh throwing in his two cents after the game, that kind of jazz?
Nah, I don't have any reaction. I'm on to the next game. I'm not worried about it.
You saw his comments, though, right?
Yes.
Did it bother you at all?
I told you, I'm moving on to the next game.
You don't consider yourself a dirty player, do you?
Next game. Listen, I'm an awesome player. Not a dirty player.
I mean, it's kind of comical. I mean, you look at your history, you don't have, there's not a, like, it's not like you have like 20 personal fouls on your resume. Right?
No, I think my resume is pretty good right now. I think we're doing all right.
You haven't been fined for anything other than a uniform thing, right? Or have you had other?
Well, I had a face mask in 2010 on Jay Cutler. Monday Night Football when we had like 17 penalties. That's all I can think about right now.
So your resume's pretty clean, then.
That's for you guys to dig up, but I think I'm doing all right. Come on, Washington questions. You guys bring them.
Alfred Morris kind of came out of nowhere last year. I think only Adrian Peterson had more rushing yards than he did. What makes him effective with that line?
Well, he's a very good runner in that not only is he you know, big and strong, but the fact that he's a downhill runner, that's exactly what Shanahan and that team wants to do with him. So they do a great job of you know, making those linemen run sideline to sideline. He knows how to play on his foot and get upfield. So for us, it's going to start at stopping that point of attack, really, and shutting it down. I mean, you know, there's teams around the league that run a style of offense, and defense is in for a long day if they can't set the edge and, you know, force them back inside. But we feel good about how we've, you know, done as a defense. I know with preseason, but obviously in week one, playing the run and keeping the quarterback contained. So it'll be very much the same this week.